footage of that we showed at the commission of this gun camera footage from a helicopter, and you see the pilot asking for instructions, and people are in the street that are clearly civilian, and he's instructed to kill them, to shoot them down. It's on the videotape, and Clark Kissinger, one of the convener of the commission, points out that this is similar to what the Nazis did in the town of Lidice in Poland during the Second World War, when a whole town was destroyed in retaliation for the killing of a German official. Well, this is what George Bush did in retaliation for the killing of four contractors who may have been mercenaries. I think it's not an exaggeration to say that the future of global humanity is being held hostage in many ways, in many different fronts. And not an exaggeration, not a rhetorical turn of phrase. I think it's, these people have nuclear weapons, they're tremendously impacting global climate, they're threatening unending wars, they're wreaking havoc on populations vulnerable to disease. It is not an exaggeration to say that the future of global humanity is being held hostage by this cabal in Washington, and they remain, as we've seen, hell-bent on pushing through their agenda and continuing on this catastrophic and disastrous path. This places enormous responsibility on all of us to speak out against it. Questioning, distrust, anger at the Bush administration has certainly grown, but the discussion still remains too muted, too conditional, too soft-spoken, if you will,
whitewashed,
that doesn't capture the real truth of the matter.